Well, here's our long, tall, funny baby doll, Julie Scoggins, in the Big Show studio. Woo-hoo! With us this morning. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Hey, y'all, we want to remind y'all. Now, Julie, is you're going to be recording a new DVD, and it's happening Saturday night.
About time.
Saturday night at USC Lancaster. We got Lancaster, but Lancaster's Bundy Theater. I want to say Lancaster because you got to get your tickets at LancasterCitySC.com.
That's right.
And you got an opening act, Cooter Douglas, going to be down there with you.
He's funny. He's from Myrtle Beach, big in the shagging community down there. Y'all will like him. Doesn't he sound like a character from Green Acres?
Absolutely.
No, Cooter Douglas.
Mr. Cooter Douglas.
Oh, that's going to be
But, yeah,
fun.
It's going to be at the Bundy Auditorium, so we're going to ask that all the men sit with one hand in their pants.
Don't like Al.
Just sort of have a theme thing working.
I heard that happens a lot in your shows anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Folks. So
I need to
see
dress
Julie
down.
And her cooter this weekend.
That's why. It all goes together.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Oh, man. So I'm going to ride my motorcycle out on the stage.
Right.
Yes, sir. I don't know. We're going to play Born to Be Wild or something and fire it up, buddy. I'm going to ride it out there. And
have you checked out the logistics? Of
I'm
going to
go
Harley?
Down there. No, I'm going to go down. They said there's a ramp.
Okay.
As far as I got, but by God, I'm doing it.
There's a ramp.
There's a ramp. I gotta go out. I gotta go through, do a dry run, make sure I don't mess something up.
Well,
I kind of like to do a burnout, but I'm afraid they'll make me pay to refinish the floor. So I'm not going to. But that busting your butt thing figures in a little too.
That'll be worth a prize of admission right there.
I think so. I think they sold about half the tickets in there.
All right.
It's going to be good. And I'm glad that it's motorcycle season anyway, because I'm about sick of all the snow. We had all that snow a few weeks back. You know what? My dog would not go potty outside.
Is that really? Right?
It was the darndest thing. And my husband, we're trying to figure out after about day two, you know, their eyes bug out. And it's time. And he's scared of everything. He's a little Italian greyhound.
Okay.
And they're real timid anyhow. People all the time asking, is he a rescue? I'm like, no, he just acts like one. It's pitiful. No, his nickname is Pussmaster General. I got that from y'all. That is what we call that dog.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. And he won't go out. And so my husband's like, won't you go get that bathroom rug and throw that out there? Maybe he'll go out there on that. I'm like, won't you get your bathroom rug and throw it out there? And you want him, you have spent the last 3 years of that dog's life threatening him with death if he does that very thing on that rug.
Right.
And now you're going to put it out there and say, go for it. You know, he went right out there and just right on it.
Is
no,
that, right?
That does not say a lot for my housekeeping abilities. I ain't saying I'm a bad housekeeper, but the other day I walked into my living room and there was two blindfolded people filming a Febreze commercial. So, I guess.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, man. And I went a couple weeks ago. Oh, no. 3 days ago, I was in... I did a show for free just to kind of give back a little bit.
Uh-huh.
There was a church that had some homeless people, and they fed them a big old dinner and washed their clothes, you know, and just had them a night out. I mean, not a night in.
Uh-huh.
They had them a night in. And I was the entertainment, right? And I took it, but you know, kind of as an exercise, not only to do something for them, but to get sort of an exercise in – You talk about a tough crowd, man.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you something. Don't come out in a group like that. Don't come out. Here's FYI. Learned, don't come and be like, so who likes to go camping? I'm like, man, them air mattresses suck. Don't they, God? It was just hard to relate. I'm like, I really hate the vacuum. They're like, we wish we had something to vacuum, you know? I felt bad, but it was a good exercise. I never performed in a church. On the property.
When they say keep it clean.
You think? I told them my Wisconsin cheesehead joke. They like that one. You remember that one? About going to Wisconsin and they like cheese. I love cheese too, but if I live somewhere that was serious about it, you know what happens if you eat too much? You might not go poo-poo for a month.
Right.
You know?
Right.
No wonder their football team's called the Packers. they like that one.
I like that one.
So happy colonoscopy month, by the way. It's March. Eat some fiber. My husband got one of them before the end of the year. Here's the funny part about it. I don't know if y'all had them. Have you really?
Yeah.
Did they give you pictures of it to take home?
Yeah.
You got pictures.
I did.
I didn't get pictures.
I didn't either, but my husband got pictures. He got glossy. Who thinks that that's worth putting in the budget? What do they think people are going to do with them when they get home? We ordered 2 8x10s and 16 wallets. And I want to apologize if any of y'all in here got a Christmas card from us this year.
Maybe some people have no pets and no kids, and like, what else do you send out? You know.
Yeah, that's us. We don't have any. We don't have kids. We talked about adopting one time.
Is that right?
I told my husband, what do you think about adopting? He goes, well, now that you mention it, I have had my eye on a 19-year-old Korean girl. I'm adopted. Y'all adopted? No. No.
No.
Being adopted is good. My daddy was a life deacon. I shouldn't even be doing this. Being adopted can work out good, except now sometime my husband and I'll be in the bed and he'll be like, who's your daddy? I'm like, I don't know. Stop asking me stuff. I'm trying to concentrate. Now I gotta start over.
Oh man.
Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum. Oh Lord.
I didn't know y'all did that too.
Whoa.
You like Channing Tatum?
You think I was just gonna say that? You think about Channing Tatum too?
Who's my daddy? He says.
Maybe that's why my wife was hollering out Chris Farley's name.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
That's funny.
Give me a tissue. Oh, Lord. I got tangled up in that Concord Mills Mall the other day.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you what, there is nothing, there ain't no reason for me to go in there. That's the truth. Mm. Until they make Asian women 6'2", there are not going to be any clothes that fit me in the mall. And tell me something, I got a question. How come skinny jeans come in a size 22? I'm just asking. So y'all come on. Tell your people. Come on, see the show in Lancaster. And after that, I got, what else I got after that? I got Knoxville.
Hey, I'm tickled. You are going to the Blockade Runners 50th anniversary celebration.
That's your home people.
In Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. Yeah, I have spent so much time at a Blockade Runner. That's a great place, man.
I know. That'll you had fun, a boat and everything down there a long time. Do you still got it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
I was down there.
I never got invited on it, but I remember.
Well, I don't have it now. I'm back to friends' boat, so we got rid of that. But
those are a lot less work.
Yeah.
I know, right? We lived on one for 4 years. Believe me, I know.
Is that right?
Yeah, we lived on that boat. Remember, we lived down in Virgin Islands.
That's right.
I don't know why they called it that. I never saw them.
So, yeah. All right. So, Julie at USC Lancaster's Bundy Theater Saturday night recording her new DVD.
All right.
Get your tickets at LancasterCitySC.com. And then March 21st, next Friday, Blockade Runners 50th
anniversary.
It's a 50th anniversary
party. Yeah. It's two nights, actually. There's a package. You can get like a package deal and stay at the hotel for two nights. And there's one show with all separate comedians. And then Saturday night has another whole comedy show with all different people.
Hmm. Yeah, that's neat, man. And me and my wife got a invitation to the Black Tie Gala.
Whoa.
I said, them Baggots, they got a weird sense of humor.
Said, yeah, that's who it was, Lee.
Yeah,
that's two things that never come out of Johnny, Black Tie or Gala.
They have a camo tie gala. Yeah, he might go.
Now, then March 27th, 29th, you'll be at Side Splitters Comedy Club in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's right.
And April 11th and 12th, the Comedy Zone in Charleston, West Virginia.
Bam.
West by God.
You got that right.
Yep.
Oh, John.
Yep. I'm riding a motorcycle probably on that one. Yep. And my buddy, Darren Allen, that lives up there in London, Kentucky, he's coming down to pinstripe my motorcycle for me at the club.
All right. You can't
How many
money?
Girls do you know?
There you go.
You can't hide money, that's what you said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I lording it over y'all? Yeah. Am I?
Julie, we love you, baby. Thank
I
you
love
so much,
y'all.
Man.
Oh, I
have
love
a great
y'all.
Weekend. I'll see Julie at Lancaster's Bundy Theater this Saturday.
Y'all have
night.
Helped me so much. I appreciate you more than you'll ever know.
My pleasure, baby. I was talking yesterday. You got a chance to go to Tim Wilson's funeral in Columbus, Georgia.
God bless him, man.
And it was who spoke? I know you said Ron White spoke, and Billy Gardell.
Chris DePetta, his manager, spoke. Yeah. And Ron White and Billy Gardell all had something to say. And the cool thing, Steve Stone from the Atlanta Rhythm Section played Tim's guitar.
Wow.
Cool. At the Yes, it was very cool. And
Tim helped you out early in your career, too, didn't
he? He did, and he was really an influence on me. The first time I ever worked for a paycheck was on Tim's show, and I just knew I was going to have to do this for a year or two and get good before I'd ever be able to be on his show.
Right.
And then for that to be the very first one I got, and I invited Tim to go eat lunch with me that Sunday here in Charlotte, and he goes, ma'am, I do not cheat on my wife. Like that. And I'm like, oh, hey, whoa.
Just naturally thought you was hitting on
him.
I guess. But I went over and picked him up in the Miata, and we had to put top down because he wouldn't even fit in it. And I took him. I was trying to take him somewhere nice, you know, and I took him this little frou-frou place over in Dilworth. And the little waiter brought out his salad and set it down. And it was like mixed greens, you know, that looks like weeds. And the waiter goes, sir, to Tim. He goes, can I get you something for your salad? And Tim looked down and went, Roundup.
Roundup.
I miss him so much. He influenced me so much. He always had time for everybody, every fan, anybody want to shake his hand, get his signature, take a picture. He was right there.
That's it.
Never saw him blow anybody off and say, I got to go, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to picture you and Tim Wilson in a Miata. It's like the closing credits for the Flintstones or something.
That's how we parallel park. We just picked it up and took it.
All right, Julie. Thank you, baby.
I love y'all.
See you soon. Love you, baby.